If you open up social media today, you might be seeing a lot of the color black as Americans use platforms like Facebook and Instagram to stand with the protesters using a hashtag Blackout Tuesday.
The White House Twitter account, meanwhile, posted a produced video documenting the president's response soon after he said this in the Rose Garden.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others.
As the president spoke, National Guard troops were breaking up peaceful protests outside of the White House. The president then walked to the historic but boarded up St. John's Church, known as the Church of Presidents, to have his photo taken holding a Bible. Joining us now for more is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, President Trump was wildly criticized for standing in front of that church, including by the Episcopal Bishop of D.C., who called it a charade. What was the president trying to achieve, and do you think he achieved it in that moment when he gave those statements?
I think what he was trying to achieve was send a message to his base that he, as you just heard him say, is the president of law and order. He also said that he was dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers in D.C. So the message was about cracking down, not calming down. He did say he wanted justice for George Floyd and his family, but that was just one sentence. He didn't say exactly how he wants to go about that, whether it's prosecuting the police officers or setting up a task force on racism in police departments. The speech was very militaristic. There have been some polling that showed that his base was slipping, and he went back to one of his core messages about law and order. And he ran on this in 2016. The unrest in Ferguson and Baltimore helped him win, and I think he thinks it's going to help him again.
That threat to send the military into states that don't control protesters, there's a lot of debate about whether he can actually do that or should he do that. Is that likely to happen?
Well, he can do it. Whether he will do it is another question. He said yesterday that he strongly recommends that every governor deploy the National Guard. A lot of governors have already deployed the National Guard. Then he said that if you don't establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence, I will deploy the U.S. military and solve the problem. Now, this is a little bit reminiscent of his stance during the pandemic, which is I have total authority, but the governors have total responsibility. I don't think that the president will federalize the National Guard. If he does that, then he's responsible for quelling the unrest all over the country. But I think that he absolutely can. There's something called the Insurrection Act, which allows him to federalize the National Guard. It's been used before in 1992 after the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. But at that time, it was California elected officials, the mayor of Los Angeles, who requested that the U.S. military help.
Yeah. Joe Biden gave a speech today in Philadelphia, ripping into the president's response to the protests. What was his message, and how do you expect this issue to play out on the campaign over the next several months?
Well, I think this issue will be a big one in the campaign. Of course, that how big depends on how long the protests go on, how long the riots go on. But Joe Biden has been struggling to get some airtime. The president has dominated the media narrative, and Joe Biden is presenting himself as the polar opposite of the president, that he's someone who will heal the nation, he will deal with these systemic problems. Don't forget, what gave rise to these riots was a kind of triple whammy of the pandemic has hit African-American communities harder than any other. The unemployment and the recession has hit African-American communities harder than any other, and now these instances of police brutality. So young African-American men ages 18 to 25 who've been sitting home, cooped up, locked down for the last couple of months, they haven't been teleworking. You know, they've been suffering from each one of these problems, and it was a recipe for violence. And Joe Biden says, I can fix these problems. Donald Trump isn't even addressing them.
That's Mara Liasson. She's national political correspondent for NPR. Mara, as always, thank you.
Thank you.